AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. While saying the U.S. doesn't really need any help with the Iran war, President Trump is pressuring U.S. allies and China to send warships to keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
Some are countries that we've helped for many, many years. We've protected them from horrible outside sources, and they weren't that enthusiastic. And the level of enthusiasm, it matters to me.
Karen Chalmers has reaction.
Meeting in Brussels on Monday, EU foreign ministers were discussing Trump's demand for warships to help protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The foreign ministers of Germany and Estonia said they wanted more clarity on what the US and Israeli aims were for the conflict and when it would end. Germany also insisted that the war has nothing to do with NATO. EU foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas said Europe could consider expanding its naval operation in the Red Sea.
We also need to see what could be the fastest to provide this opening for the Strait of Hormuz. But of course, as you can see, it's not easy.
Meanwhile, Britain is discussing with allies the possibility of providing mine-hunting drones. The war is hurting international trade and has driven up energy prices. I'm Karen Chalmers.
Oil prices actually eased today. Brent crude, the international standard, falling to just over $100 per barrel. That led to a rebound for stocks, the S&P climbing 1%. Storms sweeping across the eastern half of the country are disrupting air travel everywhere. FlightAware reports more than 4,200 flights canceled.
There are about 7.8 million people under a blizzard warning.
Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
There's high wind warnings affecting 7 million people. There is a tornado watch affecting 5.5 million.
This is AP News. Venezuela and Italy are meeting in the semifinal of the World Baseball Classic tonight, the winner to meet the U.S. in the championship. Team USA downed the Dominican Republic 2-1 yesterday. And Kevin Coolball reports college basketball's March Madness is upon us.
Duke has been selected the top overall seed in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, with Arizona, Michigan, and Florida also landing on the number one line. Miami of Ohio, which opened the season 31-0 before a loss early in its conference tournament, got in as a number 11 seed despite a weak schedule. UConn is the number one overall seed in the Women's NCAA Tournament and needs six more victories to complete the seventh undefeated season in school history. They are joined by UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina as the other number one seeds. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.